Hello, everyone. I'm Alex, and welcome to Tech Talk Unplugged. We're diving into a super exciting topic today, how AI is crafting personalized digital experiences. It's like the internet's become your personal assistant, knowing exactly what you need.
Hey there, I'm Jamie, and I'm stoked to break this down with you. Imagine opening a streaming app and it's already picked the perfect movie for your mood. That's AI making things feel tailor-made. Let's jump right in and explore how it's changing our digital world.
So let's start with the basics. AI personalization uses data, like what you browse, buy, or even where you are, to create experiences that feel unique to you. No more one-size-fits-all websites. Why do you think this matters so much today?
It's a game changer. People crave things that feel personal. When I'm shopping online and the site suggests something I've been eyeing, like a new pair of headphones, it's like it knows me. AI's crunching data from my clicks, searches, even how long I linger on a page to make that happen. It's like a virtual best friend who gets your style.
Love that analogy. It's not just a website anymore. It's your website. There's this idea of hyper-personalization that takes it even further. AI can tweak things based on your location, the time of day, or even your vibe. Picture a music app switching to chill lo-fi when you're studying or upbeat pop when you're out jogging.
That's so cool. It's like AI has got a sixth sense for your mood. And it's not just music or shopping. AI is making waves in education, too. There are platforms that act like digital tutors, analyzing a student's strengths and weaknesses to create custom lesson plans. It's like every kid gets their own roadmap to success.
That's huge for learning. Imagine a student who's nervous about speaking up in class. AI can figure out where they need help and guide them at their own pace. It's like a teacher who's always there, tailoring every step. But let's shift gears. Businesses are loving this too. I read that companies using AI for personalization see massive boosts in engagement. Like 80% of what people watch on streaming platforms comes from AI recommendations. Ever get sucked into a show because of a suggestion?
Oh, absolutely. Just last week, I binged a whole crime drama because my streaming app said I love it, and it was right. Those algorithms are sneaky good, analyzing what genre I watch, what I skip, even when I'm online. It's why I'm always adding new songs to my playlist, too. AI just keeps me hooked.
I'm right there with you. Those algorithms look at patterns like what you watch, pause, or rewind to serve up exactly what keeps you engaged. No wonder businesses are all over this. More engagement means people stick around longer, which often means more money in their pockets.
Totally. And it's not just about keeping us entertained. In e-commerce, AI suggests products based on what you've looked at or bought before. Ever notice how you check out a coffee maker and suddenly it's following you around the internet? That's AI predicting what you might want next using machine learning to make it feel seamless.
That's where predictive UX comes in, right? AI doesn't just react to what you're doing, it tries to guess what you'll need next. Like a fitness app might ping you to stretch after a run, or a health app could remind you to take your meds at the perfect time. It's like AI is always one step ahead.
Exactly. It's like having a super smart assistant. I was chatting with a customer service bot on a clothing site the other day, and it was so smooth I forgot it wasn't human. Those AI chatbots use natural language processing to understand us and respond in a way that feels personal. They're there 24/7, helping with everything from returns to sizing questions.
Those bots are next level. They're not just spitting out canned responses. They're learning from every chat to get better. It's like they're studying you to make the conversation more helpful. But here's the other side. All this personalization needs data, and that can make people nervous. How do you feel about AI knowing so much about you?
Great question. It's a bit of a balancing act. I love the convenience, like spot-on recommendations. But I don't want my data floating around carelessly. It's all about trust. If a company's clear about what they're collecting and why, I'm way more comfortable. Ethical AI means being transparent, keeping data secure, and not getting too invasive.
Couldn't agree more. Transparency builds trust. If I know my data is being used to make my experience better, like suggesting a book I'll love, I'm cool with it. But if it feels like they're spying, that's a no-go. Another thing to watch is AI boxing you in. If it only shows you stuff you already like, you might miss out on something new.
Ooh, yeah, that's the filter bubble problem. AI is so good at giving you what you want that you might not stumble across something different, like a new music genre or a quirky show. The trick is mixing personalization with a little surprise, maybe suggesting a comedy if you're always watching thrillers.
Exactly. It's like AI saying, hey, you love action movies, but here's a documentary you might dig. When it's done right, it's exciting. Another area where AI shines is healthcare. Imagine an app tracking your habits and suggesting diet changes or workout plans just for you. It's not just convenient, it could literally make you healthier.
That's so powerful. And it's not just for individuals. Businesses, schools, hospitals, they're all using AI to connect with people in a deeper way. It builds loyalty because you feel like they get you. When a service feels like it's made for you, you keep coming back.
Absolutely. It's all about that connection. Okay, let's zoom out. AI personalization is transforming how we shop, learn, watch, and even stay healthy. It's making the digital world feel like it was designed just for you. What's one big takeaway you want our listeners to hold on to?
For me, it's that AI personalization makes life smoother and more fun, but it's got to be ethical. Whether it's a playlist, a study plan, or a health tip, AI's at its best when it respects your privacy and keeps things human-centered.
Perfect. My takeaway, AI is like a superpower. It takes the digital world and molds it to fit you, from the apps you use to the ads you see. But we've got to make sure it's used responsibly. All right, folks, that's it for today's Tech Talk Unplugged.
Such a fun chat. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Join us next time for more techie goodness. Keep exploring, and we'll catch you soon.
See you next time.